It's What's Hot and What's Not in the Markets with Randy Martinson, president of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Futures and options have risk. What's hot this morning, Randy?
You know, I'm going to have to continue to go with gold. That market continues to set contract highs, all-time highs, as you know, we continue to see a little bit of concerns as far as the economy is concerned. We also had a really good week last week in the grains, as most of them, bounced off of some major support lines, kind of put the tariff news behind them and started to trade more on the fundamental side. USDA's report was friendly to both, was friendly soybeans, it was bullish corn. And I think that came in and made the market realize they needed to put some risk premium back into the grains as we start the growing season.
What's not hot then?
You know, I'm going to have to go with, look at the dollar. I mean, that continues to get beat up on concerns about the economy and because of, the kind of the backlash of what's going on with the tariffs as we're starting to see, bonds and all the financial markets come under a little bit of pressure. So I think, the stock market is one as well that's seen some pretty good beat up. And then I have to throw cattle involved in with this as well, because as the stock market started to go down, it started to bring concerns with the economy, concerns with demand. And, of course, beef is the one market that's up there in the stratospheres that, is going to see a little bit of pressure and a little bit of pushback on demand because of price.
Yeah. We're seeing oil prices come down, too.
Oil prices is another one that we've seen some pretty good pressure on, and I put that one also in the not hot category as we've dropped below $60 a couple times. It seems like 60 wants to try to catch it, but the backlash of that is, of course, the lower crude oil goes, the less that we're going to see production in North Dakota and up here in the Northern Plains. So right now, that's not a good thing for North Dakota, but it is a good thing for the economy because those crude prices or those energy prices seem to attach to everything.
Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.